Chapter 43. This was real police work, at least, and I threw myself into it with renewed energy and enthusiasm. Actually, I was pumped up. Professor Deborah Papadakis had my full attention as she beckoned me into her book-lined office, number 22, in the Rolfe Building at UCLA. She took a neatly piled stack of manuscripts from the only available chair and set them on the floor. "I can see you're busy, Professor." "God, are you ever busy. Thank you for agreeing to meet," I said.
"Happy to help if I can."
She motioned for me to sit.
"I haven't seen Los Angeles so preoccupied since, I don't know, maybe since Rodney King. It's kind of sad."
Then she raised a hand and quickly added,
"Although that's not the same, is it? Anyway, this is a bit unusual for me. I'm more of a short story and personal essay kind of person. I don't read true crime, or even mysteries for that matter. Well, I do read Walter Mosley, but he's a closet sociologist."
"Whatever you can do," I said, and handed her copies of Mary Smith's emails. "At the risk of repeating myself, we would appreciate your complete confidence on this." That was for my own sake, as well as the investigation's. I hadn't gotten official permission to share the emails with her or anyone else. Professor Papadakis poured me a cup of coffee from an old percolator, and I waited while she read, then reread the emails. Her office seemed to be a bit of prime real estate at the university. It looked out to a courtyard and sculpture garden, where students rode and soaked up the perfect Southern California weather. Most offices in the building faced out to the street,